Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting and communication, and yes, I just happen to be the very, very, very one, Pastor Jay Rouse. I hope you've all had a wonderful day, and looking forward to our midweek break, and we're going to get lifted, prayed up, spirited up, encouraged up, and pumped up. And speaking of pumping, we even have a fitness guru here tonight, so we've got all kinds of stuff taking place. It's festival, festival, festival time. And I don't mean Jamaican dumpling. I mean festival, music, film, you name it. We've got it going on. And so we have lots taking place tonight. We have a bunch of giveaways to give away for various things. And And we also want to say congratulations to those who also got the free book of our guest last week. But I don't want to talk too much because I need to get pumped up. And as you all know, I went to Myers Conference, and I had a blast. I went every day, 3 days. We've got some updates, but I can't do everything this week because we have so much to get done in this little bit of time. But Israel Houghton and New Breed were the worship music for the conference. I tell you, it was off the chain. And yes, there were days when I was standing and raising my hand and crying because I was just so moved by everything. It was just amazing. And we've made some connection with them. So look forward coming soon to the Pastor J. Rouse. If we hear from Israel Houghton and New Breed. And we also got an inside scoop from New Breed members. I noticed that they all seem to do their own independent thing, and they're all so talented and gifted. So we might even be hearing some new music from some of the people inside of New Breed. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to try, because I've been humming the songs all week everywhere I go. I'm sure people are tired of hearing me, but I'm just going to give you a sample of some of the stuff that we actually listened to at their conference. So you'll enjoy this for sure. Amen. So we'll get things kicked off and started with Risen by Israel Houghton and New Breed, and we'll be right back, and we'll keep you up to date. Enjoy. Now, wasn't that awesome? Oh, my goodness. They were blowing up the place. We wouldn't sit. Just amazing. Amen. All right. We need to get things started right, so we're going to kick ourselves off in prayer because I know I need it. I got some very disturbing news not too long before the show came on, and so I'm trying to keep it together here, but I know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And as they say, the show must go on. Amen. And so that's what we intend on doing. Praise God. All right. I'm just trying to look up some stuff. Now, just so you're aware, we have a couple guests tonight. Our main guest this evening, we'll be speaking with her probably in the next 45 minutes or so, is the wonderful and beautiful and awesome Althea and Althea's Body Ideas. Now, if you recall, we did have her on our show before, and I learned so much stuff from her. I feel bad because she's going to say, oh, this is great, but I don't know if I ever got a chance to tell her how much stuff I learned from her. And it's helped me with my health because I was just going through something. I believe it was around the beginning of the year. Yes, because we were talking about resolutions and all of us trying to get healthy and in shape and fit in the new year and how we always make these declarations. And she basically answered a lot of the questions that we had emailed and some of the questions that I had that we had regarding maintaining fitness and a healthy lifestyle and mind, body, and soul. And that's one of the reasons I really enjoy her, because she doesn't just talk about getting physically fit. She encourages you from getting fit from the inside out and not from the outside in. Amen? And that's quite a unique way of being. And so we actually have some giveaways to do for her program that she had that I even signed up with. And yes, people, Pastor Jay did the big bike ride. I looked like I was going to battle. I had to bandage my leg and I had to wear a little back support, but I did it. And when I did my big bike ride, when we finally got back from the ride, there was the people, the dairy people, were supporting the Heart and Stroke Foundation, and they gave us our bells, and they gave us some nutritions, and they gave us some free stuff, and they talked to us about health and eating better dietary stuff. And it was ironic because they said, we didn't realize that you were going to be riding. They thought that I was coming along to support my team, my coworkers. And so I came back and they were clapping and everything. I was just overwhelmed. And so that was to mark 10 years of my major car accident that I am so blessed to have survived, because I'm telling you, if I could tell you the details of the accident, I should not be here. But I guess God wasn't done with me, and he had lots for me to do. And I just pray that I can be a blessing, and he's kept me here for a purpose. Amen. But I was able to do it. I thank God for that, and I'm really proud. And so we've got Sister Althea coming on this evening again. So gear up. If you've got questions, let us know. And we're going to talk about some of her things that she's got going on and more things that we need to know and her 30-day program. We're going to be giving away some free. Now, anyone around the world can follow this because it's mostly done through email and basically it's social networking. So it's really good, and that's what I liked about it myself. Because anybody who knows my schedule, I'm crazy, crazy, crazy busy. Yes, I'm crazy too, but I'm crazy, crazy, crazy busy. And so I don't really have time, because I've always wanted to have a personal trainer. But when I think about it, I can't really have a personal trainer, because then I have to actually be able to stay in one place and actually use a trainer. And it's not feasible, not with my schedule and the things that I get up to. And ironically, they'd have to actually try and keep up with me, which is kind of ironic. So she's going to be on. We've also got some giveaways for the Toronto African Film and Music Festival, which kicking off tonight, people. I wish I could be there. I'm there with their mind, body, and spirit, so to speak. But it is launching today, and they're starting off with 3 days of film screenings. And we're going to have some more information on them shortly for the screenings themselves. Also, we have a guest coming on tonight. I believe it's Melinda. Forgive me. Yes, it's Melinda. Lovely Melinda. We'll be speaking with her briefly this evening because September the 3rd launches the annual Caribbean Tales International Film Festival here in Toronto. And we cover it every year. We fell in love with these people. And now we're not stalkers, we're family. And so we're going to be speaking with Melinda, who's going to give us the lineup and the information. Now, keep in mind, if I forget to mention, next Wednesday's show will be Thursday. That's right, people. Next Wednesday will be Thursday. Remember we did that? That Thursday is the new Wednesday? Well, for the next 2 weeks, it will be Thursdays, just for the next 2 weeks, because I will be live on location at the Royal Cinema for the kickoff and launching of the Caribbean Tales Film Festival next Wednesday. And the following Wednesday is another key day that I definitely have to make sure I'm there, and we'll bring you all the particulars and details and information about it once we're back in studio on the following day. And we've got lots of interviews. We're also going to be doing some stuff at the Toronto African Film and Music Festival as well. And, you know, I wish I knew about it sooner because I would love to have let everybody know. But next year, I can tell you, we will let you know well in advance that even if you have to come from another country, you can come and hang out with them down at the Royal Cinema. Amen? Praise God. But in the meantime, we, like I said, we've got lots taking place tonight. We weren't going to do any birthday shout-outs, but I've been told and given a very, very, very special message to pass on to a happy birthday in Barbados. Somebody turned 100 years old. Amen. And so we definitely have to make sure that we go out of our way to wish them that very happy birthday. All right, I'm just looking up something here. I'm trying to get myself together. You know what? I'm going to play this because I certainly can do with this right now, and I know we can always do with one. This is Reuben Studdard, I Need an Angel, and we'll be right back. We're going to take it to the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to get things started and moving, okay? This is I Need an Angel, Reuben Studdard.
I've run out of answers, I've run out of time, and I'm so confused that I'm losing my mind. It's gonna take a miracle to help me this time. I'm traveling a road that has not one sign. Let the bell in my heart ring. Oh, this is my cry. Hey, this is my plea. You see, I need an angel. I'm calling an angel. Send me an angel down. Oh, this one tree can't understand why I'm sinking so deep. let the bell in my heart ring. Oh, this is my cry. This is my plea.
I need an angel.
I need an angel.
Calling an angel.
Oh,
send me an angel.
Send it on down. Hear me now.
I need an angel.
Need an angel.
Calling an angel. Send me an angel.
Send it on down. Oh, something inside of me telling me the morning will come.
Morning will come.
Yes, it will. Oh, sometimes it's hard to face the truth, so we run.
All do with an angel. Amen. Let us look to the Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, you know the situations that we are all dealing with. And Father, we just look to you because, well, you are bigger than we are. You are wiser than we are. You are stronger than we are. And you are everything. Father, we ask right now that you would continue to lift us and encourage us, Father God, and those who are struggling and fighting battles that we may not know or they don't care to share. Father God, we know that you can deal with the situation. Father, we leave everything in your trusting hands and know that you will do what you need to do because you know what is best. But, Father, we ask for intercession right now that you would hear us. You said if we asked it in Jesus' name, then it shall be done. And therefore, Father, you know my request, and you know those of those who are listening and those who will listen, what they need for you to do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask right now that you would continue to bless each and every one of us. Father God, we look to you at the crisis of the world with the killing and the persecution of the church and all of the different religions. Father God, we speak against it now in the name of Jesus. That, Father, we are people of love, and whatever they believe, whatever our thoughts are, Father, we know that the world has been taught, if nothing else, that we are all to love one another and that we are all to treat each other like our neighbors and, more importantly, to do unto others as they would want us to do unto them. And, Father, we know that every religion is based on these beliefs. And, therefore, we speak in the name of Jesus that you would make the crooked straight. And, Father God, those who speak against what you and others believe to be the way that we are supposed to be with one another, we condemn it now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we speak to disease and pestilence and cancer and to AIDS and to the Ebola virus. And Father God, for all those people who are bringing attention to ALS and all these other diseases that are out there, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know you did not mean for man to suffer this way. And Father, we ask right now that we would be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, that anything that's not of you, it be rebuked now in the glorious name of Jesus. Father, we speak to those who are suffering from sadness and sorrow and depression and, more importantly, loneliness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak against it now, and we speak love, we speak hope, we speak life into their lives right now. Father, use your people to fill the void for those who require tangible love and may not have the faith of that small, tiny mustard seed, that you would allow each one of us to love on each of us so no one would feel lost. Father God, I ask right now that you go forth and you bless the festivals that are taking off right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and that you would allow all of your gifts to be used and to go forth freely in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to bless our guests this evening, Father God, and everything that they do, that it be pleasing unto you. And Father, allow them to continue to share the gift you have given them to bestow upon others, and that others may be able to speak of rejoice and happiness and success based on all their gifts. Continue to bless them, Father. Bless their family, friends, and neighbors. Father, this is your show. Take over now. Father, those who have a prayer in their hearts, and it may not be on their lips, we ask that you would seek it and search it now for the unspoken request, and let it go forth now. Continue to bless us. Bless me and my family too. We ask it now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. This is another Israel Houghton and New Breed song that just totally, this is the other song I've been humming all week. Awesome, awesome song, and it's called Your Presence is Heaven. This is the Pastor J. Rouse Show here on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communication.
Treasure of my heart and of my soul.
So all my days on earth I will await the moment that I see you face to face. For nothing in this world will satisfy. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry.
Wonderful. I loved it. We've got some more coming up, so don't you worry. We got lots more coming up. All right. So we want to get out of the way. Before we keep moving, we cannot forget I have the birthday request. Okay. So for everyone who's celebrating a birthday from last week to this week, we most certainly want to wish you a very merry happy birthday. Now, if you do have a birthday, I'm going to do this. You need to contact me, and our first caller at 949-203-4735 who had a birthday within the week or today, call us, and we'll have something special for you. Also, our first emailer, contact us at RouseMinistriesBroadcasting@gmail.com, and you can tell us when your birthday is, and if it was in the last week or so, we definitely have a birthday present for you, too. Amen? Praise God. All right. But in the meantime, we also know that in the U.S., in certain parts, some of the kids have already gone back to school, and we know our university students are getting ready here to get ready for school and moving into their dorms and probably so nervous if it's their very first year in university because, yes, university was really scary. They're all moving in, so we definitely want to wish them well as they get buckled down and start moving in and trying to get used to not having parents around. And as much as we always think that's a wonderful thing, well, they will miss their parents because parents are still good for stuff, and I mean stuff. So we want to wish them all the very best as well. Now, the special birthday is from Sister Porter here in Canada, Toronto. She wants to do a birthday shout-out to somebody in Barbados. Yes, we have an international birthday shout-out to a Clarence Elcock, who turns 100 years old tomorrow. Amen. I think that certainly deserves a round of applause. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We just want to say a very, very happy and blessed birthday to Clarence Elcock in Barbados. And we want to tell his family to cherish him and to love on him. Amen. And a happy birthday also from Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications and the Pastor J. Rouse Show. Amen. This is for everybody, but especially for Brother Clarence.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Once again, happy birthday to everybody, and very, very, very happy, blessed birthday to Brother Clarence in Barbados on his 100th birthday. Amen. We also want to wish you all the very best, and may God continue to bless you, and we thank God for long life. Amen. Praise God. All right. Let's get ourselves together because we're going to check in on the Toronto African Film and Music Festival that is kicking off tonight. We'll be right back. This is Baba Yetu by Christopher Tin featuring our wonderful friends, the Soweto Gospel Choir, and we'll be right back here on the Pastor J. Rouse Show.
Baba Yetu Yetu Liye Binguni Yetu Yetu Amina Baba Yetu Yetu Liye Mjina La Kweli Tukuzwe
Baba Yetu Yetu Liye Binguni Yetu Yetu Amina Baba Yetu Yetu Liye Mjina La Kweli Tukuzwe
Tupe leo chakula chetu Tunachohitaji utusamehe Makosa Yetu Hey
All right. So here's what's taking place for the Toronto African Film and Music Festival. Launching tonight, they're actually screening a movie called Invasion 1997. Now, we had put a link to the trailer on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page, and it's very, very intriguing, and wow. I don't even want to talk about some of the graphic stuff in there. I was just like, wow, did he just? No, yeah, he did. So it's definitely going to be a very, very interesting night. I'm sure they're having fun. And they have an after party taking place. So I want to give you that information as well. If you're not already down there, it's not too late. Things kicked off at 7 o'clock. However, the after party is going to be kicking, okay? Just trying to grab their information here. All right. Where's the after party? Okay, so they're at the Royal Cinema at 608 College Street West, and that started at 6:30, forgive me. And the after party is a place called Neck of the Woods at 559 College Street West. So basically just next door, or more like across the street, forgive me. And that starts at 10 p.m., so it's not too late to get down there. And if you do, holler at your Pastor J. Rouse. Send me an email or contact me on Facebook at the Pastor J. Rouse Show or here on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communication and let us know how things are going. Amen. And we just want to hear. Now, tomorrow evening, I will be on location for Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communication because we will be doing a review of the movie. I'm just pulling up the information here. Yes, it's called The Great Obligation. And this is a movie, I believe, I want to say, no. I was going to say where it's from. I think it's South African, to be honest. And so we'll be doing a review of that. We're also going to be doing some interviews with the producer and director for today's movie, Invasion 1897, and also for Great Obligation. And that is tomorrow evening at 7 p.m., it says. I'm not sure. I thought it was 6:30, but you know what? Show up early to make sure you don't miss it, okay? Very, very important. All right. Now, the other thing is Friday, there'll be another review and screening for another movie, and we'll be in attendance for that as well. And that one taking place is called African Gothic. Now, I think I mixed it up. I believe African Gothic is South African, and I'm trying for the life of me. I want to say Nigerian, but I don't think it is. Oh, it might even be Ugandan. Forgive me. I will give you the information. Oh, yes, it's Cameroon. I knew it. Great Obligation is Cameroon, and the other one is Invasion is, I can't stay on top of these things. Invasion 1897 is Nigerian, and African Gothic is South African. There, we got it straight. Amen. So we will be bringing you all the information. Check out our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page on Facebook and the Pastor J. Rouse Show on Facebook, and we'll be keeping you updated live, and we'll also be bringing you some of the audio and pictures that we're taking tomorrow and Friday on our show for next Thursday, okay? All right. So we're just going to wrap that part up. We've got coming up shortly some information on Caribbean Tales Film Festival, which is launching September the 3rd. September the 4th is TIFF. That's the Toronto International Film Festival, and we will be updating you on information on that and covering and doing reviews on some of those movies as well, but we will certainly keep you posted. But you're listening to the Pastor J. Rouse Show. Where? Oh, yes, on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. We'll be right back. This is Soweto Gospel Choir and Blessed.
I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning.
Amen. Did you like the way we did that? We put in Soweto Gospel Choir Blessed. That had a whole different sound to it. And then we went all the way from South Africa to another wonderful place. So it is not a continent. It certainly is an island, and an island with a cause. And we went all the way to Jamaica with Mr. Vegas, who also reminded us that we're blessed. So that just goes to show you that everywhere around the world we are truly blessed. Amen. Praise God. All right. I managed to get wonderful, wonderful Melinda on the line, and I'm just hoping she's here. Let me turn on her mic. Melinda?
I'm here.
Woo-hoo! Hi. She's here. Let's give her a round of applause to Melinda, Caribbean Tales.
Thank you for having me.
So I hear you won the short straw. You tell the Gold Coast goddess that I said she should have been on here with Pastor Jay, but I think she said, oh, I'm not putting up with her. She goes, who can we send? I know what. Why don't we get that chick, Melinda? Amen. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, you know. I'm here. I'm good.
Yeah. You guys are busy, though. You're getting everything ready and
we're
getting
busy.
Things together.
We're gearing up, yes. It's, you know, basically, you know, we're really in high, you know. It's next week,
yeah.
So.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
here.
Right.
It's here.
And
yeah.
You know what? God bless Frances. Frances Ann, because she, I think the day after, no, she rests for one day. I do know she at least rests for a day after, and then she starts working, I think, 2 days after the event, she starts working on the one for the next year. I don't think she ever stops. I just love Miss Solomon. She's awesome. So you guys have an amazing lineup. I already, look, you guys are so good to me. That, do you realize I'm even changing the date of my show for the next 2 weeks just so I can be at Caribbean Tales Film Festival?
Oh, that's great. That's great. I know you enjoyed last year, so we're excited to have
you
back.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I fell in love with Caribbean Tales, I think, two years ago, maybe 3 years ago. I came to a screening. I actually came, and I took my mom. Lovers Rock, I'll never forget. I brought my mom because I'm British. And so we came to see Lovers Rock, and I was just in awe with the whole movie, with the whole production, with everything. And the next thing you know, I was on board. I was the leech that you couldn't shake off at all. I was determined that I was going to get involved because I just love what you guys do. So tell me, I know you guys, Frances Ann always puts together a nice opening night. So let me first hear, it's Wednesday, September the 3rd. What are you guys planning?
Well, it's our annual opening night gala, reception and film. And it's really exciting. This year we're having the world premiere of The Glamour Boys, again, Sparrow and Superior on the Hilton Rooftop by Jeffrey Dunn.
Okay.
And it's his follow-up film from his previous film called Calypso Dream, and it features, you know, the Mighty Sparrow and Lord Superior.
Yes.
And we're glad to announce and welcome that, you know, Mighty Sparrow will be attending and will be in attendance at the film screening. So we're really excited to welcome him here. And we welcome people to come to the Royal and have, you know, come for the reception and see what's going on in the festival, all, like for the rest of the festival, and then watch the film and, welcome Sparrow back to Toronto. So, yeah.
Yes.
That
yes,
should be
very
a really good time. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. It always is. It always is. And you guys always have it engulfed in music, too. That's what I enjoy. That
is
a combination of everything. And it's a celebration of the arts. And I enjoy that very much because she does things with the film, graphics, there's everything involved, especially opening night. So now, now I know you have a long list because I know I'm busy. I know there's even a Saturday I think I've seen like three movies because we're going to do reviews on a ton of them. Tell me the lineup you have presented and some of the films that you've got coming up.
Okay, so like the programs, we have screenings. So that's the opening on the 3rd. And then there's a slight pause. Like usually we have our market incubator for filmmakers from the diaspora and from the region. And it's sort of like a boot camp for 4 days. And then they pitch their projects on the Sunday, the 7th. So basically it's incubator time from, you know, the 2nd to the 7th. And then we go into the festival, which starts on Monday, September the 8th at 6:30. We have a program called Indigenous Caribbean, which we're featuring a feature called Yuramine. And it's around the untold story around Garifuna resistance and, you know, the African diaspora in St. Vincent and their journey also in Central America. That's a really, really good film. And we have a short film called Amerindians, and it's that takes place in around the Amerindian community in Trinidad. And then we have a film called Puta Soul, which is the Garifuna in Belize. So basically it's, you know, looking at indigenous Caribbean films.
Right. And then a lot of historical stuff.
Yes. So, it's a slice of Caribbean history that a lot of people don't know. So, I encourage people to come out and learn. Then we have the 9:30 slot, which is called Political People. And it's at 9:30, and it's called Asunder in Guyana. And it looks at Janet Rosenberg and her journey. She, it's sort of like a love story. They met, she met Jada Jagan, who was prime minister of, or president? Prime minister.
Yeah, it was prime minister.
Basically political life. So it's looking at historical Guyana and their time in Guyana, and then it kind of follows
her
later on.
She's American, I believe.
She's
American.
She met him in school. And then she went to Guyana and never came back.
Right.
So it's a really interesting.
And so it's a love story. It's political. It's revolutionary, and it's historical.
Right. So that's 9:30 9:30 on Monday, September 8th. And then we go to Wednesday. Wednesday, September 10th at 6:30, we have our Caribbean literature, and it features Poetry as an Island, the Derek Walcott story.
That's right.
So,
he's St. Lucian. I remember this, yeah.
Right, yeah, he's a St. Lucian Nobel laureate poet.
That's right.
Around his life and around art and, you know, just looking at his life and his relationship to his art and St. Lucia. That's a really good film. And then we go to the 9:30 slot, and it's this film called Elsa, by this filmmaker called her name's Mariette Montpierre. And it's a Guadeloupean film, and it's about this woman who goes back to Guadeloupe and her search for her father, and it's a very really interesting slice of
I think that one's
Guadeloupe.
Supposed to be a very emotional
and
riveting movie. Yes,
and it's won a lot of awards. It's critically acclaimed. It was on the New York Times Critics Picks, and So, yeah, that's That's at 9:30 on Wednesday. Then we go to Friday, and we have a spotlight on Richard Fung, and he's a really prolific filmmaker in Toronto, and he's from Trinidad. We're featuring Dalpuri Diaspora, and that's his documentary, and it looks at indentured workers from India, and looking at the history of the West Indian roti. So we also have this short film called Anti-Man by this Guyanese filmmaker. He's a young filmmaker, and it's around his relationship with his father. So that's the 6:30 slot. And then we go to the 9:30 slot, and it's called Best of the Fest.
Yes.
And we're bringing back Kingston Paradise.
Yes, I know which movie this is.
Yeah, with Mary Wells.
I'm excited.
And she basically has gone around different festivals. It's won a lot of awards. She won the the Programmers Award at Pan-African Film Festival.
I think she even got an honorable mention last year for
one of the best films for the
newbies.
Here.
Yes. Oh, it
yes,
was awesome.
Exactly.
I pinned that movie, and I watched it and followed it. Kingston Paradise.
So we encourage if people haven't seen it to come out and see that film. Then we go to the Saturday. This is the other day
I'm excited about.
This is like the film buff people. Go from afternoon to evening, you know?
Yeah,
so
that's where I'm going
to. At 2:30, we have the Caribbean.
Water.
Yeah, exactly. Bring some food, too, you know? Bring lunch. Caribbean Canadian film slot, and this is where we showcase from the Caribbean diaspora, and so we have this film called Color Me, and it's about this motivational speaker Anthony, and it's a very interesting, and it takes place in Brampton, and it's a really interesting look at his life. And his growing up in small town as a biracial boy in small town Ontario, and it's really interesting. And he works in the school, so it's his look, and he deals with identity within the school. So it's a very interesting look at Black identity and that kind of stuff. So that's at, and then we have Cricket Nation.
Hold on, I got to start again.
Yes. And it's by a filmmaker.
I actually saw this movie, Melinda.
Yeah?
I saw the movie, and it wasn't in English.
Oh, really?
It was not in English. I loved the movie, and I watched and read subtitles for the entire movie because I was I was riveted to the TV when I saw this. And I'm not joking. I contacted the director. I contacted Cricket Nation. I even contacted the Mississauga Ramblers because I'm very well connected with them. Because last year, this time, we hosted an entire major cricket team from Barbados here, and Mississauga Ramblers were one of the key hosts that I had them play with in the tournament. And some of those guys are actually mentioned in the movie.
I kept trying
to get my hands on the movie, and nobody got back to me. And I said, I'm gonna have to get some time.
Well, now it's
really
here.
Seek it out. And I saw it here, and I was like, perfect.
Yeah, you get to see it. So I'm gonna bring popcorn. That's the thing, and basically the filmmakers will be there in attendance too for that slot.
I can't wait to meet those filmmakers.
Yeah. So that's 2:30, and then we go to the 6 o'clock slot, and for Forward Ever, Killing of the Revolution, and it's by Bruce Paddington, and it's around Maurice Bishop and the Grenadian Revolution and the invasion that happened. So that's
we had a lot of revolutionary type movies in this year.
Yeah, and that's what is called Caribbean Revolution.
Right.
So that's like our 6 o'clock slot, and then we go to our closing night, Bayesian Invasion closing night awards.
Woohoo! That's my other night.
It's we're bringing back. If people were around last year, it's the producers of Payday, and they've
Yes, I know exactly who that is.
Yeah. Yeah. So last year they did a comedy. This year they moved on to a psychological thriller.
And it's a film.
Yeah, it's called Too Smart, and it features Allison Hynes.
Yeah.
Who acts in it. It's when she's moving into acting, so it's exciting.
Yes.
And so yeah, so that's at the 9:30, and we'll have our awards, and the filmmakers will be there, and Allison Hynes will be there at the Q&A.
Awesome.
So,
and you know, I'll be all over everybody, taking tons of pictures and interviewing everybody.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys, you know what? I'm tired just even hearing about all of this. I don't know about you guys, because you had to put it together.
Yeah, so we're really excited about this year's thing. We're growing, and we grew into our new home at the Royal, so we're really excited to be there. It's been really great working with them. And, yeah, we want to, basically invite people to come and enjoy, like, Caribbean film.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Definitely. Well, I'll be seeing you for sure. And then
I guess I should tell people where to come and to get tickets. This year we actually are starting something. This is new for us, but we're offering a festival pass. So if people want to come and see the whole lineup, you'll basically get a pass and get all access. And then also, or you could just come to the movies you want to come to.
Right.
But
now,
how much is the festival pass?
Do you have a pricing for that yet or no?
Yes, the pass is $100, and you get access to the opening and closing and all the films.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's exciting. And so if people want more information, they can go to CaribbeanTales-events.com, or they can call us at the festival at 647-533-6443, and they'll get more information on how to pick up tickets.
Okay. And, of course, we'll be posting everything, too. So check out our page, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page, and also check out the wall for the Pastor J. Rouse Show, because we'll also be putting some of the links and the event invite pages, too, for those who want more details on how to get connected and where they're going and the different movies that are going to be happening, because we'll be covering a lot of that as well. Thank you so much, Melinda. Anybody you want to give a shout-out to? We have to say hey to our friend there, to our East Coast, our Gold Coast East Coast, our Gold Coast goddess, not Nova Scotia.
Thanks for reconnecting us.
Yes. Amen. And I'm
excited that you're coming back to the festival.
Yes, for sure. So I'll definitely see you. And thank you again for joining us this evening, everybody. That was Melinda. Let's give her another round of applause. All right, and speaking of Caribbean, this is Sean Gibson, a.k.a. Risen of Whole Day, while I take time out on the Pastor J. Rouse Show just to chat with my buddy Melinda. We'll be right back.
All I want is a closer walk, a closer walk with you, with you, with you. Holy, holy, holy. I declare every second of this day be devoted to the praise of my Father, praise of of my Father. Take this day, take it over completely. Lord, I offer it in praise to you, Father. Praise to you, Father. So we say,
hallelujah.
24 hours of praise, and we do it again in the morning.
Hallelujah.
24 hours of praise, and we do it. How can I take it higher for you?
Thank you.
another day is gone. I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here with me. You never said goodbye. Someone tell me why. Did you have to go?
That was for Sister Shirley. But we just wanted to love on Sister Shirley and let her know that she's not alone. And I'm not alone. Ironically enough, I have somebody here. And the good thing is she knows how to punish me by being nice. And she also wants you to know that she's not, that you're not alone, because she supports you even through social media. And if anybody knows about online and social media, it's myself, who is the online church queen herself. Praise God. So let's see if we can get her on the phone. Althea, are you there?
I'm here. How are you tonight?
I'm well. Let's give her a round of applause. I'm tired. I can't even say I've been burning the candle at both ends. I think I've learned how to burn it in the middle as well.
Oh, my goodness. And I hope you're eating.
Yes, I am. See, aren't you proud of me?
I am.
I am much, much healthier than the last time we had you on the show, because I had found out that I was anemic. And
yeah, I remember
literally,
that.
Oh, my goodness, I was scared. I was looking at a blood transfusion. It was very frightening. I think I had you on during the time that I had just gotten the news, and I was lightheaded and dizzy. I was afraid to even go places because I was ready to pass out, literally, and I almost did a few times. And so I had to get my blood levels stabilized. And ironically enough, you've got to do what you don't enjoy doing, eat. But you got to eat the right thing. So I had to eat tons of iron-contented stuff. And my cousin-in-law in Florida, give a shout-out to Cousin Corrine, she gave me a little trick of something that I can do. So those of you who are listening, if for some reason you're like Pastor Jay and you got your eating habits so screwed up and was hardly ever eating or wouldn't eat when you were supposed to, and your blood levels get all messed up, you know what she taught me to do to help me boost it up really quickly? They
What's
say,
that?
What is it? I'm trying to remember what is the name. Oh, I want to know. Yeah, I think it's Mary Poppins when she says, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Well,
oh my
do
goodness.
You realize that a tablespoon of molasses helps your iron go up?
You know, I've heard that before.
It works. It's an acquired taste. You pour it in the spoon and you shove it in and you gulp. And because it's molasses, even though it goes slow, because it sticks together, it goes down in one gulp.
I couldn't
so
imagine
not,
doing it, but when you if it makes you better, then that's what you need to do.
Well, I got so used to it. And you know what? When you're that not well, you don't care. You don't really care. No. You think, you know what? It could be worse. It could be cod liver oil or something really nasty. It's sweet, but it's a different type of a harsh kind of crass type sweet. But it worked. It worked, and I think in 2 weeks, I was moving about again, a little bolder, and I had to eat regular meals, and I did what you said. I made sure I always ate breakfast, and I didn't eat just 3 meals a day. I had my snacks in between, so it was kind of almost like 5 or 6 little meals, and I've been doing the same thing. I've been doing the same thing now, and my blood has been stabilizing. I've got my iron pills that I take, but... And you know what? My blood pressure is even down.
That's wonderful. Well, you're doing all the right things. You're eating properly. You're working out. You're exercising. And I'm sure you're talking to yourself positively. You know, you're getting better every day.
Yes.
Because I believe that that's what you need to do, the three things.
Exactly. And that's what I like. I've always said I enjoy about you because you are full circle. You
yes.
do the mind, body, and soul. And that, if you listen to the beginning of the show, I said that you help keep us fit from the inside out as opposed from the outside in, which is really good because, I mean, a person can look great on the outside and can be buff and pumped and healthy looking and just wrecked inside, and that's not good because the mind will play games on you.
All the time. So it's talking positively and thinking positively and looking in the mirror and telling yourself that you're a beautiful woman or a handsome guy.
Amen.
I'm a,
I like that.
Yeah,
one.
And that you love yourself.
Guy.
You got to love yourself.
Yeah. That's right. And there was something you posted the other day in one of the groups that you do about the dress size thing, and I thought that was very important because last year I did start doing some major working out, and I started going down in dress sizes. And ironically enough, when you start doing that, unless you're really into what size am I, you don't really know. So funny enough, you'll do what you do, and then when you go out shopping, you automatically go to the sizes that you know. And then you go and put them on, and they're big, and you're like, oh, I actually did lose weight, because you don't really notice it right away in some of your clothing.
Yeah.
Some you notice, but some you don't. And so I got to a point where I really didn't even know my size anymore. And some would be a large, and some would be a medium, and some would be an extra large. And I could not figure out. And there were some sizes that made me feel like I was the it. I was the bomb because they were smaller sizes. And I kept thinking, I can't believe I fit in a medium. But you know, and then I was feeling really good. I'd walk out of the store feeling like a superstar. And then I go to the next store, and they're like, no, you'll need an extra large in that. What do you mean? No, I'm a medium.
The sizes have changed so much over the years, and now they have like a 00, and they're all over. And depending on what manufacturer you're going to or which store you're going to, the sizes will always be different. So what I tell people, and I do myself, is I walk into the store and I find a salesperson, and they'll say, what size? And I say, you tell me. And that's how I start.
Wow.
And if I don't have a salesperson, I take, you know, let's say a small, a medium, and a large, and I take them into the dressing room. And whatever fits, that's what I buy. Because I know that I could be an extra small in one store and a large in another.
Uh-huh.
So it's
you
can't judge yourself by a number. I mean, what I posted the other day on Facebook was I had gone out to buy a pair of jeans. Found a pair that I liked, a boot cut, because I still like my cowboy boots. And then I saw a pair of skinny ones. I still like my cowboy boots. Anyway, I saw another pair that I wanted, so I picked up the same size, tried them on, and they were too big. So then I went to, they said, well, you need a smaller size. And I said, okay. So I went to the smaller size and thought, well, if these are both the same make and both the same cut, I should maybe go to a smaller size than the bootcut ones. So they went and got them for me, and I could hardly get them up to my knees.
Wow.
I was shocked. Yeah. And I thought, oh, well, they both look good on me. They're both different sizes. It doesn't matter. I'm just going to go with it. So a lot of people, a lot of women, you can't judge yourself by a clothing size.
But it does something to you mentally because, and that's what I was told at one point, that they're changing the sizes on purpose because a size 13 and up to maybe a size 16 was considered big. And I was told later on that, ironically enough, that is actually the average size.
Mm-hmm. Sizes changed by 4 inches over the last 15 years. So like a size 12 4 years ago or 10 years ago would now be a size 8. So that people feel better because they're buying a smaller size.
Isn't that something?
But
it does something to your mind because you literally start to think, okay, I'm smaller. But then if you fit into something bigger and you thought you were smaller than that, it's upsetting because I bought a dress. I ordered a dress from a friend of mine from a catalog that she sells from. And I've been wanting this dress, and I kept seeing it, and they never had it in my color. And then I ordered in another color, and they didn't have it. And they finally got my dress in, and I ordered it in the same size that I always buy the dresses from this place. And the dress is too big. And I was like, how? I just ordered like a bunch of dresses from them from like less than a year ago.
Yeah, no, it is frustrating. I know, as I say, I tell people to go, women to go into a store, either pick up, you know, three or four different sizes or three sizes, try them on, find the one that looks great on you, and forget the size.
Right.
And I know it's hard to you know, do that because we are so accustomed to saying, oh, I'm a size, I don't know, 10, or I'm a size 12, or I'm a size 6. But you could go out and buy three different items, and you could have a 6, a 12, and a 10, and they would all fit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You know, look in the
mirror. When I was younger, I was a little bit tiny person, and I remember I was a size 4. And I can remember one time going out, and I think it was a pair of jeans I bought, and it literally was a size 2. And I didn't even know they had size 2 back then. And I'm not joking. When I was buying size 2 pants, I was cutting out the label because I didn't want people to see how small it was. Because I was actually embarrassed.
Wow. Yeah, it's as I say, it's frustrating. You just need to find out what fits you and what feels good on you. And I know people that wouldn't buy a piece of clothing because it was a larger size, although it looked great on them. And I said, you know, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Just, yeah, find something that you really love and that fits you the way you want to wear something.
Now, how are you about scales?
Scales, I like to throw them in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
What I tell people, another thing I do is I say, well, you know, you get on that scale every morning and it's something like, you know, a fist coming up and, you know, slapping you or punching you because you haven't gone down. And your day's ruined. Like, if you're working out, it's, you're gaining muscle and your body's changing. And now the scales are down to, like, you know, 120.1. And if someone is at, like, 120.2 the next day, they get upset and it ruins their day.
Yes.
You know. So the scale is just, I think it should be thrown in the garbage. I think when you're working out and eating healthy, and if you are wanting to lose a few pounds, go buy how your clothes fit, or get a measuring tape.
Mm-hmm.
Measure yourself, you know, your chest, your waist, your hips, your legs. Keep track of it once a month. Measure yourself, and there's your progress.
Okay, I like that.
And I like to do other things. Like,
go ahead.
Yeah. As an evidence that you're getting better or getting more fit, is if you walked up a flight of stairs and you were winded, and the next time you walked up them, you weren't winded. Notice that and think, oh, yeah, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
You've carried something and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't feel that heavy.
Never
thought
instead
of that. Always the numbers. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel that way about age, too.
Well, we won't even go there because we know you're an older woman and you look younger than me. And I if I wasn't a Christian, I'd really hate you for it. But you look amazing.
But again, it's just a number. It's just a number. And you can do anything you want to do once you put your mind to
it. I've been getting all these wonderful emails, and I call them my guilt mails.
Okay, I've never heard that one.
I call them my guilt mail because it made me accountable.
Yeah.
It wasn't just junk mail or email that I was getting every morning. It made me accountable because it made me realize that if I don't do this, I'm going to get a few more. And what gets me is some of the emails, even though I know they're done a certain way, when you get the email and it has your name in it, and it says, did you remember to do this? And I always go, oh, my goodness, she knows. So,
yeah, I've heard people say,
it
feels like you're in the room.
It did. I thought, oh, how does she know?
Because I've done it before. I've lived it.
So I started to feel really bad, and I thought, oh, I better do this. Okay. And if I missed a day, I would make up for it. If I missed 2 days, then I would make up for it. And I would just take, like, 30 minutes and do everything.
That's fantastic.
And that's because I'm busy. And so it was very hard. And I know it only takes 10 minutes, but when you're up and going and never stopping,
mm-hmm.
that 10 minutes is gone. And so, and that's my problem. But the good thing about it is, but I knew that whenever I had 10 minutes, I could go, okay, you know what? I've got 10 minutes to myself. What am I going to do? You know what? Let me do this because then I still have to get this done because it's going to get another one in the morning.
Perfect. That's exactly the way it's supposed to work. You know, and it's 10 minutes for you because you have such a busy day that it's like, okay, I'm doing this for me. It's like you're eating. You're eating well
mm-hmm.
and you're feeling better, and now you're moving your body, and the healthy eating tips, I hope, are helping you through the day.
Yes, definitely. And you put me, I joined a group, too, because it talks about, I didn't download the book, by the way. I still have to download the recipe book. But it was funny when some of the ladies were putting in what they were having and eating, and I thought, oh, boy, I better get up and have breakfast.
Yeah, good.
So it would make me feel guilty. And the funny thing is because I used to, before we spoke back in the new year, I used to eat breakfast at my desk at the office.
Mm-hmm.
Now, being anemic, you already know that's not doable because you won't get to the office. You'll pass out somewhere on the way to the office. So
very true.
It forced me to eat breakfast because I knew I had to eat something if I intended to leave the house because I wasn't going to make it through the door. But then the thing is, it was great because then I could actually time out my 3 hour to 2.5 hour time slots of food. And it was happening naturally because I would eat, I would get to the office, and by snack time, I already knew roughly what time of the day it was because I would have that desire to eat something. And then I would do fruit or crackers or something with cheese or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And then you did the light thing, and then you automatically knew when lunchtime was, and your body starts to get used to that.
Very much so. It does. And you can feel it in your body. It's like, okay, it's time to eat. I think it's wonderful when you can get that rhythm going through your body with your
mm-hmm.
and you're listening. So I always
yes.
say, listen to your body. Listen to what it's telling you.
Now,
so
give me
telling
some
you
of
to
these
eat, then you
talks
need to
about
eat.
The recipe things, because you guys, you came up with a book. Let me know a little bit more about this book that you've got out there.
Well, I have two. I have one that's a book of recipes, breakfast recipes. So I was challenging people to have 14 days of healthy breakfasts. So I put a book together, and it was breakfast recipes and ideas. And ideas that you can pick up at the takeouts or the drive-thrus, healthier choices. Because I know in the office buildings, quite often they have the snack bars. And they have the danishes sitting there and the donuts and the muffins that are supposed to be healthy. And if you're going through something like that, you're better off to grab like a piece of toast or some bread and cheese versus the sugar. Because the sugar
right.
is, even in the muffins, going to send you flying and then crashing. And you're going to be
mm-hmm.
hungry looking for something again around 10 or, you know, an hour later even.
Okay.
You can also do smoothies and keep crackers and peanut butter in your desk so that you have food with you.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, one lady I know had brought up something about the breakfast bars because I started to get into, and I think you had mentioned them to me too when we spoke on air last time, and I did
mm-hmm.
actually start because I'm doing the Quaker Oat stuff and different things because, remember, I have a nut allergy, so I have to be very mindful of which ones I eat.
Yes.
But she had mentioned something, and I saw it on, what was it, Dr. Oz, because he did a whole series on it one day on literally how to pick out snack bars and breakfast bars and things like that. So maybe you could give us some pointers on some of that stuff.
Well, you have to be careful. These breakfast bars, actually, I have some right here in my hand. I had my cousin's daughter was staying with me. And I have one bar is, it's 170 calories, but that's not a big deal. But when you get down to it, it's got 8 grams of sugar.
Wow.
So that's like a, that's a lot. That's like a 2 teaspoons.
Yeah. And that's a tiny bar.
And a breakfast bar.
That sounds like a full cup of tea or something. Wow.
Yeah, like people are taking, you know, saying, well, I don't put sugar in my coffee, but I'm eating a protein bar.
Right.
And there are some protein bars or breakfast bars that have huge amounts of sugar. So when you're looking for a bar, I would when you see what's available, I would go for the one that has the lowest, least amount of sugar. And there are 57 names for sugar. I do not know them all. So you have to really read the label.
Right.
And look for the lower ones.
What the thing is, if the most basic English you can find on the ingredient content is probably your best to go for, because at least you know what you're eating.
Correct. Also, watch out for the salt. The salt is in some things very high. You have to make sure. You have to look for these sort of things.
And you wouldn't expect something like that to have salt.
No, you wouldn't, but they do. That's the fat-free salad dressings and mayonnaise, when you see fat-free all the time, they've put other things in it so it still tastes good. So you're better off to have something that has full fat and has and eat a little less of it, and you will feel better and you will feel full and you don't have the those chemicals in your body.
Okay. Now, I'll share with us a little bit more about the program that I'm involved in, the 30-day program.
The Tighten Up in 10 program? So
yes.
I developed
like
that for busy. Tighten Up in 10. I developed it because we are busy, and a lot of people don't have time for a half an hour or an hour in a gym. They still want to move. So it's 3 exercises. And they're fully described. There are pictures and the description on how to do it written down.
And you even have modified. I'm just going to put that out there. She has modified exercises to people, by the way, because I'm injured. So I love those.
There's modifications. And then there's a private Facebook group. So if there is an issue or you need something modified, put it out there, and I will modify it for you. Because there's usually a way to modify an exercise. So this contains the 3 exercises that you do, 2 rounds of them, and a healthy eating tip of the day, and tricks to keep you on track, and daily inspiration and motivation from me. As I said, access to the Facebook group and recipes. I put recipes out there on the days that we have intervals, and intervals are not for hours or 5 minutes.
Right.
To move your body. And I think that's about it. I think it's a great program. Oh, it's delivered to your inbox every single day. And what do you call that? You call it your guilt mail?
Yes. My guilt mail.
It's delivered to your inbox every single day. And for tonight, because I'm on the show with you, the cost is $27. You just go to womengrowingstrong.com, look under programs, and you'll see Tighten Up in 10. Plus, it's also on my Facebook page.
Yes, and we are going to post another link as well.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's there. So tonight it's $27 until midnight. It's normally $47, and for extra special until midnight tonight, it's gone down to $27.
Okay, wonderful. Now, as a person who's involved in the program, what happens at the end of my 30 days?
There are another 30 days coming up.
Okay. All right.
You move on to it, and it's
know,
a progression.
Okay, because I wasn't sure, and I thought, well, am I supposed to just keep reading these ones, or am I going to get new ones? Do I sign up again? I wasn't sure how it works.
You'll be signing up again. I wanted to. I put it out for 30 days, and okay, people are loving this. So I'm going to add another 30 days and another 30 days and another 30 days.
Okay.
So the next 30 days are just about done. And so you'll be getting a notice as you get down into the 20s of your, the 21 or 22 of your workout, that there's another 30 days coming up. But I don't want to leave you alone. You're in such, you know, you've got a rhythm going now. You don't want to break that rhythm.
Oh, no, she's back with more guilt. But we got to call that the good guilt. How's that? The good guilt.
And what you need at home is some dumbbells. You have some dumbbells at home, do you?
I do. I actually had bought some a few last year, I think it was. So it was part-time, and I can't say I'm in the middle of a move. I moved and I refused to unpack boxes. So what I've done is I dug up them. The very first one I saw had them, and I said, oh, wait, I bought some. So I dug them up. So I feel good, and I'm pumping them. I didn't have to use the cans as you suggested.
Yeah, so that's what I was just going to say. If you don't have dumbbells at home, you can use soup cans or juice cans instead. That's how I started out, actually, when I first started exercising. I didn't have the weights, and I would use cans of soup to instead of dumbbells. But you could use, the sporting goods stores or Canadian Tire.
I bought mine at Canadian Tire. Oh, yeah. They come in different sizes. Yeah.
And saying a yoga mat or just a carpet to lay on the floor on. So you can do them in your at home. You don't have to belong to a gym.
Right.
And then there are interval days, which is basically you can run on the spot, do jumping jacks. If you have bad knees, you can just like pump your legs. And
like
we also have a...
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's one day of all for you. It's a 30-minute walk or a bike ride or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And as you see, I conquered my big bike ride. So.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
And I ended up at the ACC Center covering the Joyce Meyer conference and almost fell down the stairs because my legs were like jello.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's okay. It was so worth the ride. It was so worth the battle because I accomplished.
That's
now,
right. You know, you set your goals.
Uh-huh.
What do you need?
I need you to sort of share your story again with everybody, why you do the whole realm and not just the physical end of it, because I think I love the story that you share about what it does to you and you know, looking great and feeling great on the outside and not being you on the inside.
Oh, okay. Well, I used to be able to lift 275 pounds. I was one of the strongest women in the world when I was 54 years old. And when I was 50, I went into my very first bodybuilding contest. And this is something that I wanted to do in my late 30s, and I was told I wasn't allowed to do it, and I wasn't good enough, and I would be an embarrassment. And I decided to believe what I was told.
Right.
So when I was 49, I had actually just moved and things, and someone said, well, what are you going to do now? I actually renovated a house. I said, you know what? I'm going to go into that bodybuilding contest that I wanted to do in my late 30s. So I decided to start believing in myself about what I could do. And I did the bodybuilding and the powerlifting, but I wasn't, I looked strong, But inside, I was basically falling apart, and things in my life were falling apart. So then I decided that I needed to be strong inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
And all that time, you know, I have to tell you, too, that, you know, people see that I was in fitness. When I was younger, I was obese. I was an obese child.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went anorexic when I was around 20 because I thought people would love me more if I was thin.
Right.
And that wasn't the case. No.
No.
I got it. And back then, I mean, I'm 59 years old. So back then they didn't know what anorexia was, and they called it a phase. So
right.
It was just a phase. She's just going through a phase.
Teenagehood.
yeah, that was it. So then I kind of got straightened out, and in my late 30s, when my marriage was falling apart, I thought, well, maybe, you know, if I was thin, I would, you know, things would change. So I started going down that same route again. And actually my brother came up from California and he took one look at me and he said, you better do something about this. And I said, no, I'm fine. He looked at me and he says, you have two small children. Things aren't too good, you know, going too well around here. So I started eating again, and then my marriage did break up, and so then I had my kids. They were teenagers, and I was working as an IT manager. So now I'm a single mom supporting my kids financially and emotionally and everything else. And it was a crazy, crazy year. And during all that time, I wanted to be perfect. You know, have the perfect house, the perfect kids, the perfect clothes.
Yeah.
Can anybody relate out there about trying to be perfect?
Right.
Anyway, there was a real bump in my life, and someone said to me, you know, Althea, maybe if you weren't so perfect, things would be a whole lot easier. And it really kind of stopped me in my tracks. And I actually went home to my kids, and I was so perfect that you had to stir a pot a certain way. So I brought the pot out, and they looked at me like I was a little crazy. And I said, and I used to always stir it counterclockwise. And I had like a wooden spoon in my hand, and I said, you see how we turn this, you know, this is how we stir the pot. And they kind of looked at me and looked at each other, then, okay, she's really lost it on me now. So I just said to them, okay, you know, I don't care if you turn it, you know, stir it clockwise, or you pound it, or you don't stir it at all. We just have to be strong and love each other together, and forget about the perfect, about anything.
Amen.
And that's where I started.
Okay. Well, what I've done is I've put some postings out there. We may not hear from everybody right away, and I've got to check all our emails as well. But what we want to say is thank you so much for always being there. We're going to encourage people, and I'm going to stick with this because I really want everyone else to understand the importance of feeling good inside and out. And I think like that when I decided to do whatever I wanted to do to look healthier and feel healthier, it had nothing to do with looking good for anyone else. It had nothing to do with, oh, I don't like the way I look. I love my big boned body, and I love it, and I didn't like being skinny. So I think it's important to feel good about who you are, but have a healthier approach to it. So I'm definitely going to keep this posted out there. We're going to put another link. We want to thank you so much again. You're just amazing. You know I love you, and we'll stay in touch, and we'll keep up and keep promoting and keep pumping and keep uplifting. How's that?
Beautiful, and thank you so much again for having me on your show. I love being here.
We just love you. We just love you. Have a glorious evening, my friend, and I'll be in touch with you in the next day or two. And everybody, let's give her another round of applause. Amen. Don't forget, check out our page, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications, and we're going to put a link to Althea's Body Ideas. And we'll be right back. This is Because I Know by 7 Years.
never knew life could be so hard. But there's not a prayer that God will discard, 'cause I know God loves me so. I don't lie awake, toss and turn at night. God will never let me out of his sight, 'cause I know God loves me so. My response is praise to God Most High, my Savior Jesus Christ. I raise my head, close my eyes, and walk into the light.
RouseMinistriesBroadcasting@gmail.com and or PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com. We want to thank Althea for coming on the show again. We just love having her around. I'm thankful and grateful to her. And I'm telling you, you need to get involved in this because it's an awesome, awesome way for the woman on the go. You don't need anything. All you need is email. I'm not joking. That's all you need. And she will get you straight and get you sorted. She'll make you feel good physically, mentally, and spiritually. And you can't get any better than that. She's an amazing woman. Well, we're going to get ourselves wrapped up and try and leave the studio early for a change because for the next couple of days I've got some killer running around to do. I forgot to ask Althea about that, but she would say, make sure you eat and bring snacks. So I'm going to be doing that over the next couple days. Don't forget, we'll be live on location tomorrow and Friday at the Toronto African Film and Music Festival taking place at the Royal Cinema at 608 College Street, okay? And their after party started tonight. Feel free to head on down. Also, we want to continue to hear from you. We always look forward to hearing from you. And next week, we won't be here Wednesday. We will be here Thursday, and you'll get to hear us then because we'll be at the launch and opening night kickoff, and I mean kickoff with a big boom, for the Caribbean Tales Film Festival, and we'll be posting some more information again. And don't forget to check out Althea's body ideas, strong intent. I love it, and I feel good, and she'll help to keep you feeling good, and she's an amazing woman, so who better to learn from but her? All right, my friends, God bless you, God keep you, and may the Lord continue to anoint you, to appoint you, and, well, just continue to love you because he said he'd never stop doing that. And for that, I tell you right now, I am thankful that he has not stopped loving me because I'm telling you, he's an awesome, awesome God. I'm going to take you out now with another awesome song that I really, really enjoy. This is Israel Houghton and New Breed, Jesus at the Center. And we'll see you next Thursday. But we'll be in touch. You'll be hearing from us. And remember, Jesus loves you, so do I. And I'll make you a deal right now. If you pray for me, I'll pray twice for you. God be with you till we meet again.
We worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the Jesus be the center, say, Jesus be the center of my life. Jesus be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you.
So Jesus, be the center of your church. Jesus, be the center of your church. And every knee will bow, and every tongue shall confess you, Jesus.
Ah!
Jesus.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.